Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona bunts towards first. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Temple moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Smith reaches second base with a double. Minoso moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Minoso scores. Smith moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins bunts towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Aparicio moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Phillips and over to Romano, who tags Aparicio for the out. Landis moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Robinson scores. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Bobby Locke now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Smith moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrion strikes out. 2 outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemmerer takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Martin moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Schafernoth now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Don Larsen now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Frank Funk now pitching. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Funk. Martin scores. Carrion goes all the way around to score. Larson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Funk covering, for the out. Larson moves to third. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard pinch hits for Frank Funk. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.